Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December the 13th, 2006. Unknown gunmen kill a Palestinian judge in the southern Gaza Strip, and 12 Palestinian men are abducted by the Israeli army during morning incursions into the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A group of unknown gunmen opened fire and killed a Palestinian judge on Wednesday morning outside of a courthouse in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, Palestinian sources reported. Bassam al-Farrah, 45, was leaving his car and walking towards the courthouse of Beni Suhaila, a town east of Khan Yunis, when he was ambushed by a group of unknown masked gunmen who opened fire, killing him, eyewitnesses reported. Sources in the Gaza Strip said that the judge was known for his affiliation with the Hamas movement. He was also a lecturer at Al-Quds Open University. Medical sources in Khan Yunis reported that al-Farrah suffered several fatal wounds to his head and died immediately. Fawzi Barhoum, Hamas spokesperson in the Gaza Strip, told the Qatar-based Al Jazeera TV that his movement condemns the attack and that it will do its best to bring the criminals to justice. No Palestinian group has claimed responsibility for the attack until the time of this report. This attack comes shortly after 4 Palestinians, including 3 children, were killed and 5 others injured after a group of unknown gunmen opened fire at the car they were riding in Al Ramal area in Gaza City on Monday morning. The 4 killed were identified as Osama Balaoush, 9, his brothers Salam, age 6, and Ahmed, age 7, and Mohammed Al-Habil, age 25, bodyguard of the father of the murdered children. The father, Baha Balaoush, works as a security coordinator for the Palestinian Authority Secret Service in Gaza City. Barhoum added that the assassination of al-Farrah is not an attack against Hamas only, but against the rule of law, and demanded the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, who is in control of the Palestinian security forces, delegate authority to the government over the security forces. The Palestinian Ministry of Interior opened an investigation into the incident. Palestinian sources in the Gaza Strip reported that Israeli soldiers opened the Rafah border crossing in the southern part of the Gaza Strip, and that residents started crossing on both sides of the terminal. Wael Dahab, media spokesperson of the crossing and the Presidential Guards Unit, told the Palestinian news agency Wafa that workers started receiving the residents who were either leaving or entering the Gaza Strip. Twelve Palestinians were abducted from several parts of the West Bank during Israeli army morning incursions on Wednesday. Hassan Badir, age 16, and Ather Elian, age 14, were abducted when Israeli forces and Israeli Secret Service agents, or Shin Bet, invaded Abu Dis, east of Jerusalem, and searched houses there. The two teens were handcuffed, blindfolded, and then moved to an unknown detention camp, their families reported. The Israeli army also abducted 4 Palestinian men from several areas in Bethlehem in the southern West Bank. Troops attacked and ransacked residents' houses in the villages of Al-Askara, Jurat al-Shama'a, and Za'atara to the east of Bethlehem, in addition to invading Jabal al-Mawalih neighborhood in the city before taking the 4 men to unknown destinations. The Palestinian Prisoners' Society office in the city identified the 4 men as Muhammad Hussein, age 22, from Jurit al-Shama village, Anas Bajali, age 20, from Za'atara village, Wa'al al-Sakra, age 22, from Asakra village, and Yassin Razik, age 51, who was taken from his house in Jabal al-Mawalih neighborhood, where he is also the headmaster of one of the elementary schools for boys in the city. The Israeli army abducted 2 Palestinian men during a wide-scale search campaign to residents' houses in the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Wednesday midday. Hassan Mafouth, age 20, and Marwan al-Natsha, age 19, were taken prisoner when troops searched and ransacked the houses of their families during a raid campaign carried out by the soldiers, their family reported. Moreover, Israeli forces invaded Jenin refugee camp in Jenin City in the northern part of the West Bank and abducted 4 men on Wednesday at dawn. Soldiers and military vehicles stormed the camp and fired live rounds and sound bombs at residents' homes during the invasion, before conducting a wide-scale search and abducting the 4 men. Local sources identified the 4 as Mohammed Al-Rukh, and his three brothers, Hatem, Samir, and Rifki. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Timothy Seidel and Ghassan Banoura.